You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Like a fine wine aged to perfection until the bottle shatters against the rocks of history. Two ancient warriors of radio broadcasting take to the airwaves of Madison for anyone brave enough to listen to the unvarnished truth, or something like that. It's John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning. It's a tariff-free show this morning.
It is.
Thank God a judge ruled that the Trump tariffs are illegal, and he's not able to do those things.
I think there were three judges involved in this.
So
trifecta.
So the tariff has been lifted on the John and Gordy show.
Thank goodness.
Finally, once and for all.
Good. Good. No taxes all right. here.
Yeah. This is great. I feel free.
Me too. Yeah. Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Yeah.
It's cloudy outside again. Kind of dreary out there.
Yeah. Now, wasn't it supposed to improve? Brittany told us it's more toward the weekend, right? Maybe Friday and Saturday, I suppose. Right?
Yes. All right. It's going to get better.
Sunset tonight is at 8:29. Well, yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt you, man. It's so important to let everybody know.
Thank God.
8:29.
Good.
Yeah.
What time is what time was sunrise this morning? Is it already up there somewhere?
It's 5:22.
Okay.
That's when the sun rose. Now let me get to the weather forecast. Okay. The official WMDX weather watch.
Yes.
And that means that
what's
that means it's got to be believed here.
Sure. What is it? What's the afternoon high?
Face refreshed. Hold on.
Okay. When are you going to
52 learn how to degrees run that currently thing. High of 70. I got to learn how to high work this watch.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, so you're saying a high of 70 or the Samsung WNDO
the official
watch.
Weather watch of the show. I'm waiting for a check from them soon.
Yeah, I'll keep waiting.
Yeah.
Well, let's check the bar dice. We have
the bar dice. Is a good thing to check.
Let's see. Can we do the bar dice there?
All right. There we go. Ooh, that's nice.
Oh. Well, there's a 6 and a 7. Didn't know there was. Could do a 7, but. 6 and a 7, so I guess 67 or 76.
Have you ever played like a role-playing game, Gordy, where they've got all of these different number-sided die, like dice?
Yeah, they okay. have those.
Instead of a regular D6, a six-sided die, you've got like 8-sided or 10-sided or 20-sided dice.
I've seen those, but I've never...
Is that what we got in the
you know what? Maybe
what are you asking me for? You
maybe
came
have,
up with the bar dice.
Don was the one who rolled them today.
That's right. We have role-playing dice. Okay? There we go.
Good
officially.
Okay. A little bit later on, we'll be talking to Jim Santel, our attorney at law.
Yes, we will.
We've got some legal things we need to straighten out with him.
Boy, do we. You know, just ruling the fact that these tariffs were all illegal, almost all of them.
Right.
Yeah. Individual ones like on vehicles or whatever.
But of course,
those are in place.
The Trump administration's already saying they're appealing all of this.
Of course they are.
They've already put that out.
Yeah.
So that means they're not going to change anything.
What else would a dictator say?
Of course. You know? Yeah.
Not
so
giving
that's
up
happening.
His power. I know.
And we were going to talk to Tim Slecker, but he's got
moving.
Other
he's pretty busy. It's a tough time for him to.
He bought a new house.
He feels bad about having inspired me to go on to pursue a career in teaching. He can't show his face around here anymore.
Really?
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Are you guilt tripping him now that you've joined the teaching profession?
I am not doing anything in particular, Gordy. I don't know what he's feeling.
Okay.
But we do have a lot of the stories we were going to cover with Tim Slecker, and we'll be talking about those educational stories, not from educators.
Okay. All right. Well, good. We'll get to that in a little while. Are we ready to check the calendar and the
well, we don't really check the calendar. But what are we missing,
though? Well, I can't tell you because I don't have it dialed up here yet. But we do have birthdays and what happened on this day in history, I think.
Gordy, was this all a ploy just to get rid of the Jeopardy theme and the guessing game that we used to play?
Yes.
Did you get sick of hearing that every single day?
Well, I got tired of it just from the game itself on TV.
My parents are like the biggest fans of Jeopardy. I don't know what is up with them.
Yeah, I don't know.
I watch it almost every day.
I don't know.
I watch it a lot, yeah.
Yeah?
No, it's great.
I was going to say,
it's very challenging.
It's a sign of senility.
My grandparents' favorite game show was Wheel of Fortune. That's what they did to pass the time in retirement.
You're too young to remember Concentration.
Yeah,
remember that game?
Yeah.
That was a very odd game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
All you got were pieces of a puzzle on a game show or on a board, and they had to try to figure out what the phrase was that the puzzle was indicating. It was really mind-blowing game and really difficult.
What was the devil one? Wasn't there
I don't remember.
Some kind of evil game show?
Are you talking Press Your Luck? The Wendy's?
No. But I thought it was going to be kind of fun having the game show channel.
Yeah.
Do they have that anymore, the game show channel?
I think they have that. Yeah. I haven't seen it, though, lately. Yeah, maybe they got rid of it.
Sam's nodding his head yes.
They do?
Oh, they do. Okay.
They have all those old games over there.
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as they don't have Queen for a Day on there.
Wow.
That was the biggest mistake ever.
That was such a bizarre show.
That was on for a long time.
Should go on YouTube and see if we can find some Queen of the Day stuff. People come on and tell their sob stories and just
three
mothers, contestants. Yeah.
Three moms.
Yeah.
Telling how horrible their lives are and how bad things turned out for them.
How destitute they are.
And you were supposed to pick the one that you felt more sorry for. and the losers, of course, went on to have even a worse day.
Your story was really sad, but it wasn't sad enough. Yeah. So, you know, here's $25 bus ticket home. Yeah, that was it. winner would get a crown,
a car,
and she got to walk around.
New kitchen.
You know, queen for the day. Yeah. Brand new kitchen with appliances and all that stuff. Yeah, it was quite a concept. Okay, well, what are we doing here? So if we were going to do the National Day Calendar.
If we wanted to do it,
we would know that it was National Paperclip Day. Oh. That's the big standout day today.
We finally got paperclips in the studio here.
Mm. Oh, yeah, we do. Chris from Janesville is texting us this morning. You can call us or text us, 608-879-8255, or do it the easy way on the Civic Media app. The devil was on a card game. They would spin the reel. It has three cards.
Okay.
What was that?
Yeah.
Which game was that? The devil.
Oh, you're trying to come up with the name of that show.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. Okay. Maybe we'll get some more information. So there's really nothing happening on the National Day Calendar anyway. How would you pronounce this one?
You wouldn't know how to say that. That's
National
Coquevinde.
Some sort of dish.
Coquevinde.
Going back to paperclip day, you ever hear the story about the guy who got a paperclip and he like traded it all the way up to like trading a house he traded this paperclip for a series of like successively like better trades. Like he traded it for I don't know, a piece of string and then a stapler and then whatever on and up.
Kept trading up.
Yeah, until he traded it for a house. Have you ever heard about this guy?
I don't believe that.
No, that sounds good.
There's a Wikipedia page for it. Dom just pulled it up. Oh. One red paperclip.
Really?
There's a website created by Canadian blogger Kyle McDonald, who traded his way from a single red paperclip to a house in a series of 14 online trades.
That's incredible.
Why don't I do that?
Why don't you do that?
I'm looking for a place to live. Within a year, I could get a house just like Kyle McDonald.
Okay.
Yeah, it started off with paperclip, and then went to a doorknob, and then went to a camp stove, and then a Honda generator.
sounds like the stuff that Sam collects.
Okay, where did it go from there? Go up the line. Good
okay, and then after that, it was a Budweiser sign, it looks like. And then a Ski-Doo snowmobile.
Oh, ooh, see there? That was a big jump.
And then a box truck. And then it just keeps going.
A recording contract.
A recording contract. Motorized snow globe. I mean, there's so much stuff here.
A motorized snow globe.
I don't even know what that means, but.
Must have been a collectible.
Well, it's one of those.
Automatically.
Oh, yeah.
Spins the snow in the snow globe.
Wow.
Sounds very Midwestern.
Very.
Doesn't it?
It does.
The first to trade a paperclip for a doorknob. That was the first step up.
Big trade up. You knew you were.
What do you get for a doorknob?
You knew you were onto something.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. All right. Anything happened on this date in history since really nothing happening?
Is there anything going on?
Day of calendar.
There was actually.
Either of you have anything?
Yeah. Did you know 1848, Wisconsin becomes the 30th state in the U.S.?
That's not a big deal. Okay, let's move on.
30th. Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, Wisconsin's old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 1919, Charles Streit files a patent for an automatic pop-up toaster. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's nice.
I need one of those for my apartment.
You don't have a toaster?
Either of you ever.
I don't have a toaster.
They're not
really.
Oh, it's
an essential. I should get one for you as a housewarming gift or something.
Yeah, there you go.
Did you ever use one of those like antique toasters where like you'd lean the bread against a stove burner?
Yeah.
Catches your house on fire?
Exactly. Well, it looks very dangerous.
Don't they have, there's one side that folds up, right? It folds the bread onto the heating element. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are kind of crazy, aren't they? But I just want to mention, Wisconsin becoming the 30th state back in 1848. 1849, they banned abortion.
Is that right?
And the Republicans want to stick with that before women had the right to vote.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Okay. Thank you for pointing that out.
Well,
okay.
Who am I?
Anything else?
I'll just sit back here.
You're fine. Yeah, it's all good. Anything else there, Dom? Hello.
The World War II Memorial is dedicated. Sorry, still new to this.
I thought you dozed off for a second there.
Okay. The World War II Memorial is dedicated in Washington, D.C. in 2004. So that was
2004?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
Pretty late.
Why did that take so long?
I don't know.
Okay.
In 2025, Trump took over the World War II Memorial.
Yeah, put his big face
chairman.
On it. Yeah.
And then, so you were talking about birthdays. 1972, Laverne Cox, don't know if I'm saying that right.
Laverne.
Laverne, that's what it is. Laverne Cox. And then 1961.
I don't know who that. Who is that? Anybody?
She's a songwriter. She's a prominent African American songwriter.
Okay.
And then in 1961, we got Melissa Etheridge.
Sure. Okay.
And then in 1917, John F. Kennedy was born.
Okay. Wow. All right.
There we go.
Good lineup of birthdays.
There we go.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see.
What?
Our birthdays are coming up pretty soon.
They are, yeah.
It won't be too long.
Till July.
Yep. Okay. Well.
Well, no one's going to care. Oh, here it is.
What?
Joker's Wild.
Oh, the Joker's Wild, 70s game show. Yeah, that was the one with the devil on it every once in a while. The devil would pop up
that's
and
what I was
lose all your
of.
Money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
A game show with the devil on it.
Mm-hmm.
Who would have thought?
All right. Coming up, we will get into some education talk. And some news, and in our next hour, Jim Santel, attorney at law, will join us. It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning for a Thursday. Glad you're with us. Stay right there.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
A big, beautiful bill. Man, they are so proud of that name. They can't stop saying it on social media. They officially gave the bill that name, and I get it. I'm a huge fan of alliteration myself. I think the repeated Bs give it a certain je ne sais quoi. But if we're going to be repeating Bs, I actually think we could have gone even further with it and been more descriptive as to what this bill really is. I would have gone with something like a budgetary boon for billionaires, or a brutal butchering of benefits for the bottom bracket, Or maybe a blight on the biosphere for our Baron buddies' bottom lines. I guess I'm just bedeviled by this blunderbuss of a budget bill, which bears the blatant branding of all the back-scratching backdoor billionaire buy-ins that broker tax breaks for big business while ballooning the budget, blowing up bipartisan breakthroughs, and bankrupting the already broke. But hey, you can bet your bottom Bitcoin there'll be a backlash back home for all these billionaire bootlickers. So buckle in, bitches.
There you go.
Bootlickers.
It's a big bet bill.
Was that a,
that was just
web?
It was wisdom. A web wisdom, yes.
I love that stuff.
A random thing from the internet.
Yeah, isn't that
right?
Yeah. WMDX 92.7. This is John and Gordy in the morning.
It is 6:23. It's cloudy. It's kind of cool. 49 degrees. Highs close to 70 today.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll see a little bit of sunshine along the way. Checking with Brittany Merlot in a little while.
Boy, some crazy stuff. You know, we're going to take a look at the headlines in this particular part of the show.
Right.
And there's a real big one. And it's amazing because the person who heads up the department is a female. And she's going after female businesses or, you know, minority businesses.
Well, who?
In this case.
Which department are we talking about?
We're talking about the Justice Department.
Okay. Pam Bondi?
Pam Bondi.
Okay. Yeah.
I really cannot take Pam Bondi at all. I mean, she is such a sycophant that it's just hard for me to look at a person like this in charge of anything.
That's why she got hired.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the Justice Department has decided to reevaluate its position on the Transportation Department's program that has carved out an estimated $37 billion for minority and women-owned businesses. They say it violates the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution. Man, we've been doing this for a long time. You know, maybe the Supreme Court justices who are now making decisions based on history, let's go back in history and see if this is a well-accepted norm now. Huh? Maybe that is one way to protect these small businesses and women-owned businesses.
Right. Yeah.
But anyway, that's I'm just trying to help.
Well, Pam Bondi needs all the help she can
now
get.
Now she is going to go out and destroy women-owned businesses, or at least the proliferation of women-owned businesses. In a settlement that they want to put in place is the Disadvantaged Business Enterprise Program will be prohibited from awarding contracts based on race and sex, effectively ending its founding mission. So anything is horrible and just really unconstitutional as the Disadvantaged Business Enterprise Program.
Wow.
I'm sure, you know, I'm really glad they're on top of this, and they're certainly protecting all of us white people to make sure that, you know, that money doesn't go to other people, right? It should only go, I mean, the problem with the ending DEI is it essentially takes the money that we were helping everybody with.
Right.
It you know, this is just a program. This is just a percentage, you know, $37 billion was, you know, put aside to help these businesses out. There's a whole other side that are helping other businesses, white businesses, big corporations.
Yeah, small business administration. I mean, so, you know, the list goes on and on.
There you go.
I mean, the thing that gets me with all of those kind of deals is they're helping the economy. They're helping the grassroots of the economy. It's going right back into the economy.
Right.
That money is going to build businesses, build jobs, you know, the whole bit. But no, let's just cut that stuff out.
Isn't it amazing?
We don't want to help anybody.
It's incredibly short-sighted. Almost everything they're doing at this point, destroying all businesses and all possibilities of people starting their own businesses, all of that now is essentially being put aside.
Yeah, right out the window.
And all of this will, you know, obviously affect us in maybe a year or two or three.
Time to move business underground, John.
There you go. The underground economy.
Say? Yeah.
Let's go for that.
Black market.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now that they have Bitcoin, we can pay for that.
Okay. Yeah. We're all going to Bitcoin now, right?
Yeah.
We're going to be crypto. Everybody,
crypto.
Get into it.
Yeah.
going to support that. Now, did you hear this? Trump is, or Trump, Musk is out. He's out. That's it.
He's been up for about a month or so, but
he's made it official. Yeah. His time with the Trump administration has come to an end.
Boy.
And he doesn't like the big bad bill, by the
he
way.
He does not.
Yeah, too many. It's not cutting out enough. Yeah, that's why he's leaving.
Mr. Nazi is leaving. Wow.
Yeah, well, I think the rest of the cabinet kind of got sick of him, too, getting all the spotlight, getting all the headlines. Maybe Trump is a little sick of him, too.
You know, for some reason, it just seems really unfair that a billionaire, one of the richest people in the entire globe,
is
saying that we don't need any of the support, any of the help, spending money on the public. Mm. We don't need a civil society anymore. We just need everybody living out on their own and fessing for themselves and, you know, repairing the road in front of their house or maybe filtering the water into their home so they don't have poisonous toxins. We're on our own. That's it.
Yeah. Well, AI is going to take care of everything else.
Oh, yeah, AI is going to.
That's the solution.
It's going to think for us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we got an AI story kind of coming up. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
In the educational part of our show.
How are we doing with that so far? Tim Slecker couldn't be here today, so we're filling in.
Came out wrong. Yeah. We're really trying to educate you all the way through the show.
Of course we are. That's what we do, educate and inform. And try to entertain.
Thank you.
And inspire.
Yes.
That's what it's all about. 6:29, something like that. When we come back, Idiocracy, right here on John and Gordy in the Morning.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
Yeah. We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
We're trying to sort through the idiocracy here. Give you
it's
the best
easy.
Of idiocracy. There's so much of it.
Yeah.
Every day we have more and more and more. It looks like it's getting darker.
What?
Out
oh, really?
The east there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the clouds are gathering
rolling
overhead,
in. Yeah,
right over our station. Hope that's not a bad sign. Who knows?
Yeah. Must not like the stories we've covered so far.
Okay. It's 6:36. It is cloudy. Yeah. Maybe some sunshine later, but not right now, anyway. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. You can check them out at madisonhearingaidcenter.com. They offer passion over profit. They're driven for a passion for helping people, not just selling hearing aids. They offer fast and flexible appointments, family-owned, and they are helping people change their lives with improving the quality of life through better hearing. Conveniently located at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, go to madisonhearingaidcenter.com. They offer a free hearing test right there on their website, and that'll get you started, and you can make an appointment. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Jim and Sarah do a terrific job there.
They have quite a selection of hearing aids. They're
they
very
do.
Small now and high-tech, you know.
Yeah, they've got
Bluetooth, of course, and AI.
AI.
So we're walking around. We're Android robots.
That's it. We are.
You've been assimilated into the Borg.
We are into the Borg.
Yeah, they should certainly make a hearing aid that looks like the Borg attachment to the side of your face.
Well, we'll have to ask Jim and Sarah about that. Maybe we can get our customized hearing aid
maybe
device.
Maybe one of the manufacturers makes something like that.
That'd be kind of cool.
The Borg hearing aid.
All right. If they haven't, we should latch on to that. The John and Gordy Borg hearing aid devices. at a special discount.
Yes, latch on to that idea.
Half of our faces on either side. Okay.
All right. A big tip of the hat to Dee in Janesville. She said that Musk has planted his people. More to come, in my opinion, she says. And
well, that's the truth, isn't it?
But that is true. Yeah, a lot of these people with the Doge have actually been hired in each one of the departments now to keep track and make sure that everybody's doing the right thing. You know, I was thinking about that. I know, right? This is crazy stuff, right? I mean, we're talking about fraud, right? And they always come up with the statistics for fraud.
Right.
And a lot of times they say, well, you know, fraud exists in this certain department by 28%. There's 28% fraud in this department. I'm thinking to myself, sure. And yesterday I was thinking this, well, wait, how do we know it's 28%? How do we come up with that number?
Right.
It's not just fabricated, you know, I think it's 28%. No. They've actually discovered fraud.
Have they?
Yeah. So the whole point 28%. Here, Doge is, of course, out there trying to discover fraud. So they come up with a statistic, not Doge, but, you know, the departments have their own statistics. They have their own auditors to find all the fraud. They say it's 28% or 10% or 4%. And that's because they've caught the fraud. They've taken care of it. It's no problem.
Yeah. They all have auditors, like you say, and solicitor generals. That's what that's why they have those guys.
Exactly, and it kind of neutralizes any effect that Doge might have had.
Right.
There was really no reason for them. All it did was carry out Project 2025, and that is to completely take over the government and put all of the government departments under the purview of the president.
Right.
That's
under
it.
Trump.
That's what they wanted to do.
Yeah. Disassemble the different government agencies and have Trump put in charge of all of it.
Yeah.
It's all his
deal. In fact, I've got a story in it coming up a little bit later on, and it is, what is it called? Oh, it's called the Fourth Pillar. We're going to get to that story
next hour. The Fourth Pillar.
Yeah, the Fourth Pillar. That's what they called it. And I didn't know this. We covered Project 2025 extensively on this program,
right?
And I didn't hear about the Fourth Pillar, but that is what is going on with Doge. They were part of the Fourth Pillar to get rid of all of the departments and put them under Trump.
Why is it the Fourth Pillar? Why isn't it the, you know?
I don't know.
What are the other three pillars? Is that
a good question.
Is that, okay.
What? What were you going to say?
I was going to say, is it the executive is one pillar, and then the legislature is
the
other
pillar? No, I think they've neutralized the legislature at this point, too.
The other one is the Justice Department? And then, no, that doesn't. That has nothing to do with it.
But anyway,
why would it be a pillar,
pillar
anyway?
We'll get into it next summer. Maybe we'll find out.
You're just not an appreciator of architecture, Gordy. Pillars are very aesthetic, you know.
I'm more into the Frank Lloyd Wright architecture.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think he used pillars very much.
That's right. Yes, it's
phased out
arches
killer.
And curves and stuff.
Right.
It's part of the architecture that Trump wants to put in all the federal buildings. Right.
Okay.
Right.
Sure.
Well, mostly they're pillars. What is that architecture called? I'm phasing out right now.
Like Roman architecture. I don't know if that's the actual name for it.
Yeah.
Classical. That's it.
That's a classical, right? Yeah. The kind of stuff they had in the South.
Okay.
The pillars.
Right.
Wonderful. All right. Hey, how about I want to add something to something I talked about last hour, and that is Pam Bondi going after the Disadvantaged Business Enterprise Program that distributed money to minority businesses and women's businesses. And I mentioned kind of a reference that, you know, just off the top of my head, but now it's actually a thing.
Mm-hmm.
This program was funded by the government, but administered by the states. And get this, according to this story, the federal government can earmark at least 10% of funds allocated for transportation infrastructure to women and minority-owned contract firms. So it's just a mere 10%. 90% goes to all the white businesses out there doing stuff for the transportation department, but they just earmark 10% to go and help. That's all it is. It's not discrimination in any way, shape, or form. 10%? Come on.
All right.
And they're going to get rid of that now. This DEI thing is...
it's out of control.
It's kind of a...
Slashing,
it's kind of an illegal way to put racism back in to the country.
Hmm.
All right. Anyway, let's get into a little bit of education here from two uneducated people.
Filling in for Tim Slecker.
Yeah, I wish I knew. What is it they say? What is their little
educated
slogan?
Educators talking education?
That's it.
Yeah. Very good.
You guys are both college dropouts, technically, right?
Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah.
You guys are the perfect ones to talk about education.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
And you're about to become an educator.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's your last day. We should point out, tomorrow's your last day.
That's right. Yes.
Episode number 400 of the John and Gordy Show.
Thereabouts.
Sam leaves the John and Gordy Show.
What do you mean thereabouts? You said it was going to be episode 400, right?
Well, we've had so many shows that we like compiled or prepared stuff in advance.
It all counts. It all counts.
Yeah, so the count is right around 400. I may have
right around.
You try counting to 400 over the course of a year and a half, Gordy.
Look at how he's turning on us now. Last day.
There's a reason.
Got one foot out the door.
There's a reason I'm not becoming a math teacher, right?
Okay.
Well, you were so matter of fact about the number. Now I'm disappointed. I think it's around 400. Well, you know what? I'll take that.
I'll take it. That's fine.
Yeah. I'll take it.
What do you want to have happen tomorrow on your last day?
Well,
Do you want to sit back and let Dom run the show? Just relax? Or do you want to, you want to have some breakfast here?
I'm going to put my, I was joking in the break right beforehand. I was going to bring in a hot plate and like fry up some pancakes. Instead of us going to Short Stack, I'll bring Short Stack to us, right?
Oh, well, why not?
And I also thought about bringing this back quite a while ago. It was after the WBAs last year.
Right.
Because I gave you guys a couple of congratulations gifts. You, Gordy, gave me an 8-track player that a half-broken 8-track player you found at an antique store.
Yes.
I just came across another one. I thought I could give it back to you as a sort of white elephant gift.
Oh, that's great.
Now, you didn't tell the rest of the story. You actually ended up giving that 8-track player to somebody
else. But I didn't have any 8-tracks to play.
He re-gifted it.
Sitting around, so I dropped it off at Goodwill one day.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Well, it's back there.
And then after the show, we're all going to go out and get snot-slinging drunk, right?
Oh, boy.
Is that the plan?
Well, that sounds like a great... I think only on one occasion have I ever day drunk, and that sounds like a great way to end the show.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's what
No, that's not going to happen.
No?
No, I can't handle it.
Okay.
But go ahead,
All right.
Tear the town apart, man.
Okay.
Doug in St. Francis has contributed a little bit here to the show, a little bit, and I'm emphasized a little. College dropouts and radio. Now there's a story.
All right. Oh, so true. Hey, let's go to the phone lines. They're open right now if you want to get in on the action
here. I've got
this
big story here. Well, okay, Mark, go ahead. What do you got for us today?
Yeah, with your discussion about how Doge is going after fraud, it sure seems kind of ironic with Trump pardoning all these fraudsters. What the one guy that didn't submit like $44 million of his employees' taxes to the federal government, and now the Chrisleys with their massive frauds too, and apparently those people are going to have to pay restitution for the crimes they committed. And for the people, that medical guy didn't submit that with the doctors and nurses and working for him.
Yeah.
I mean, that he's not only defrauded them, but he defrauded the American taxpayers. But Trump is saying, oh, that's okay. He gets $1 million from the guy's mommy, and that guy gets away with not having to, reimburse the taxpayers. And
right.
So what happens to the money those people thought they were kicking in for their Social Security and Medicare, and that money just evaporated? Do their accounts get credited for that, or are they SOL?
Well, this is all because Biden weaponized the Justice Department, as you might remember. And this is all based on that.
Trump,
this is all based on that. These are all people that supported Trump that got these pardons.
Funny how that works.
I have an entire list here I was going to read. And I'm glad, Mark, you brought this up because, the pardon of Scott Jenkins, the former sheriff who was convicted of accepting more than $75,000 in bribes in exchange for appointing individuals as auxiliary deputies. And that means that they, can get through lines easier and faster and say, I'm a deputy. I'm here to investigate. Great. And they can get right in, all that kind of stuff. And Well, that's good.
Good for them.
That's good for Trump.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Mark, thanks for that call.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Appreciate it. 608-879-8255. 608-879-TALK or get a hold of us on the Civic Media app.
Party. Okay. Party at Gordy's Gazebo.
Oh, that's according to my neighbors.
Yeah.
Party for Sam at the gazebo. We could do that. Go over there after the show. Why not?
All right. Now, here's
just
something.
Just got a minute left.
Just a minute? Yeah. He pardoned Paul Walczak, a former nursing home executive convicted of misappropriating about $10 billion in employment taxes for personal luxury spending.
Wow.
I can see why
the
he
list
got a pardon.
Goes on and on and on. We'll get to more of that coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Hail, hail, rock and roll. Deliver me from the days of old. The drums loud and bold. Rock, rock, rock and roll. Feeling is there, body and soul.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning.
It is 6:52. It's cloudy to start things out. We'll see a little bit of sunshine along the way. Currently 49 degrees, highs close to 70. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Verlo Mattress, where you can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since 1958. Some things have remained constant, though, throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct to consumer and providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east and west, and verlo.com. John, I want to remind everybody that they can get the newsletter right from WMDX Radio. You
fantastic.
Go to WMDXRadio.com. Comes out every Thursday, so if you would like to find out what's going on behind the scenes here and around town, get the WMDX newsletter. Go to our website, WMDXRadio.com.
All right. Okay. That sounds fantastic.
You've had your eyes glued to the TV almost this whole time, John. What are you looking at?
What are you looking at?
I was looking at an avalanche in the Swiss Alps.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
Wiped out a town.
Buried a
town in a valley. Yeah.
The surprising thing is, one person is missing.
One.
not a lot of people in that town.
Not a big population there, but.
No, apparently not.
I didn't see pictures of it, but I heard, because it's the Swiss Alps, they have cattle there. I heard that they airlifted the cows out of there because they evacuated everybody. They knew
that was
probably going to happen.
Yeah.
I wonder where that one guy is. The town was pretty small. So if they evacuated everybody beforehand, where'd he go?
Yeah.
There was roughly about 300 residents, too.
So really?
Only one missing?
That's pretty darn good.
Yeah. Except for that guy.
Yeah.
It sucks for that guy.
The other big story
that
we could have probably mentioned tomorrow. Anyway, we're going to mention it today, and that is Trump canceled the contract with Moderna, who was developing a vaccine for the bird flu, which would help a lot of farmers. I mean, they could certainly inoculate their cattle.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be hard to do with chickens. But, that would be a job I would not want to have, vaccinating each and every chicken. Anyway, they do have a bird flu vaccine in development, Moderna, and they're going to continue that research.
Are they?
Yeah, because they had some very successful preliminary results, and they think that they're onto this. And what a time for the Trump administration to withdraw funding.
Just pull the rug out from under
him? I don't know. It's whatever he feels like doing at the time.
Yeah.
Right?
You see that the CDC, courtesy of RFK, has now rescinded their recommendation for pregnant women and I think children? I forget what the second group
is. I think.
For getting the COVID vaccine.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was at the doctor. I got two vaccines, actually. One was a COVID booster. The other one was tetanus because it's been 13 years since I had one last, but my arm is mighty sore, but
still good to get them. At least you're protected now.
Well, yeah. It's funny because I think it was Newsmax or one of the alternative news stations had a big rant about how ridiculous it is to get a vaccine for tetanus. I'm thinking, no, that's not something you want to get.
Do they want lockjaw? Do they want to be able to not eat food?
Yeah, it affects your joints severely.
Yeah, you get froze up. You can't move then.
So it would be nice to get tetanus.
Everyone has to experience it at some point, John, right?
Got to get that tetanus shot once every 10 years, whether you want it or not.
Now, Aaron Ruper is a reporter. He posts a lot on X, and he posted a poster picture that Trump posted, and he said, normal stuff. And the poster basically is Trump walking down a darkened street with the lights shining glossily off the streets, and it's Trump, and it's saying he's on a mission from God, and nothing can stop what is coming. That is a post from Trump.
Is it really?
Yes.
Are we sure about that, or is that a made up?
He wouldn't have posted it if it was. This was an actual post
that's
from
real.
Trump. So
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, we were going to talk about AI a little bit earlier, and I thought this was – I wanted to get Tim Slecker's point of view on this because he talks about AI all the time, you know, in a way that, you know, we should kind of accept it, but accept it in the best way possible and try to at least regulate it a little bit to prevent abuses. But anyway, this is from the co-founder of Google. He says AI works better when you threaten it with – physical violence.
What?
This is what he said. It works better. He said the phrase he uses, I'm going to kidnap you. And that works, and it forces AI to do what you want it to do.
Who says this?
This is the co-founder of Google. He should
know. You're kidding.
It's like people's resumes who say that they work well under pressure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
AI works with threats
so that's,
of violence. Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
But to try that.
You know, that kind of suggests that maybe AI has a conscience of some sort or
some
kind of an emotional insecurity. I don't want to see that. All right. Okay. We've got a few responses here, don't we?
We've got some texts coming in.
All right, let's go to those.
608-879-8255.
We'll go over the hour a little bit here. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, okay. All right. Go ahead.
College dropout career trajectory steers John and Gordy to ultimately become the carnival barkers of the progressive radio circus. Proof, we don't need universities. There you go.
Thank you, Robert McFarland,
at a White House press briefing Wednesday, Trump was asked about a new term circulating, and that is called the taco trade.
Oh, yeah.
Which stands for Trump Always Chickens Out, the acronym.
Right. And he's not happy.
By the way,
I have that.
I have that clip where the reporter, I have to say, this reporter had guts.
Yes.
To bring up the taco phrase.
Right to Trump's face. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, he lashed out at that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it stands for Trump Always Chickens Out. Yeah. He he heard about it.
And then, of course,
he's not happy.
Then what's circulating out of Saturday Night Live a bit that Trump did dressed as a chicken, selling Trump chicken.
Oh, boy. All right. Coming up in our next hour, we'll check in with Brittany Merlot and a lot more.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.